Donnelly serves a rainbow, barely clears. Ball pass to Tanner. She tries the right side, shot off the block, dug out by Poulter, tipped over by Bastianelli, but the Huskies play it up. They get another tip from the right side by DeHoog this time. The Illini play it up. Cooney gets a set. Cooney puts it away. Point, Illinois. The Illini win set 5, 15-9, and Illinois wins the match. Joining me now, Fighting Illini assistant coach Jason Mansfield. And Jay, congratulations. This one was sweet and had a little bit of everything, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, it did. Thank you very much. Yeah, the girls, just adversity. I mean, that's really what it's about. We came out strong again, which is great to see, like we did last night. And then a great Washington team obviously stepped up with 7 seniors on their team. We knew they weren't going to go away. But, you know, this match kind of reminded me of the Minnesota match at Minnesota, where we're down 2-1 and we fought back in game 4 and couldn't quite finish it in game 5, but we did tonight. So it was great.
Just a lot of different heroes tonight. I mean, again, a little bit like last night's match, you know, Quaid would step up and want Cooney. Yeah. I just think, you know, she gets better every time she sets foot on the floor as a freshman.
She does. She's had a big weekend for us. And in a lot of ways, she's been the X factor. When she's had great offensive matches, Jordan really likes to set back. It's really changed what we've done. But yeah, you're right. The best thing about our team is that we don't have one go-to player, you know, mm-hmm. and that's kind of the way we wanted to be the whole season. And so, but the other best thing is that girls are not playing their best for a game or two, and they're figuring out a way to, you know, to get back,
up,
get back to the place that we know they can be. And they've done a great job of staying in the moment, which is the hardest thing to do in sports.
Early on, I thought our serve kept them out of system.
Yeah.
They adjusted. Our serving broke down a little bit, but when all was said and done, we were clicking, you know, on all cylinders at the end of the night.
Yeah, probably the best thing they do is serve and pass. And so we knew going into the match that they were going to have some aggressive servers coming at us, and they were going to be tough to have them pass the ball off the net. But we stuck with it. You know, we didn't get frustrated. We didn't start trying to serve easy because we missed a couple serves. And then the passers really steadied out, and we could run our offense from there. So really proud of the team and just the atmosphere that we were in. And you know, we say this before, but the Big Ten really prepares us for moments like this.
Absolutely.
Where we're on the road and, you know, we're playing in hostile environments against a great team. And you know, we just find a way to battle back. But the girls really made a choice at the beginning of that fourth game, I think, that they were going to fight.
Yep.
And they were going to turn this thing around and kind of make it happen. And that's really, you know, one of the coolest things to see as a coach is when a team kind of decides that we're not going to go away and we're going to fight for this thing and not give it to them. So really proud of them for that.
Live to play another day. That's what it's all about. And this team has proven that they are really deserving of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've really improved a lot this season. And, you know, after we beat Minnesota at home, I think it gave us, you know, confidence that we can beat a great team. And we beat 2 great teams this weekend that played very, very good volleyball. So yeah, I'm excited to see us play another week because I think we can keep getting better, which is great to see as coach too.